You're listening to Misunderstood Podcast, where we are setting the record straight on all things misunderstood. I'm your host, Kelly Hall Sabraki, pageant runner-up, model, speaker, wife, and U.S. Navy lieutenant. I may have never won a Miss USA title, but I am the queen of being misunderstood. Welcome to the show, guys. Super excited because we have boss babe Haley McLean Hill, former Penn State Air Force ROTC, served 4 years in the Air Force as an officer, CEO, prior NFL cheerleader, started Torch Warrior Wear in 2021, but now full-time CEO. I mean, I'm just fangirling over you. Did I miss anything, Haley? Because I feel like I probably did.
No, Kel. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate that intro. You're literally one of my biggest inspirations too. So happy to be here.
Thank you. It's funny you say that because like you inspire me because you've taken the plunge. Like you were serving active duty, had a passion, pursued this while still serving, and then now like dove into business, which is terrifying to me. The idea of getting out of the Navy still kind of scares me. So I just don't even know how you did it, which is why we're here.
We're going to have a great talk about it. I think the fear comes from obviously the unknown. And whenever I talk to anybody, I like to talk about where is this fear coming from and why are you so nervous about the unknown and why are you not betting on yourself? Like, you are such an asset to the military. The military has invested so much money into you, training, travel, leadership training. Everything that they've taught you has made you a literal lethal weapon in the business world.
Yeah.
So you got to think of it that way.
Wow. I already am inspired. We're only a minute and 43 seconds into it. So with that, you're going to like give me a TED talk and I'm going to be like, I'm getting out of the Navy.
Sorry, Navy. I'll let you keep her for a little bit.
It's Haley's fault. You heard it here first. But no, I know I love starting it out on that note. And I would say like, just to dive into it, like, what do you think is the most misunderstood thing about pursuing a passion while serving and then that transition after service?
Absolutely. So the most misunderstood thing about taking the plunge and what people think with starting a business while you're in the military is time. They're like, no way you have time. No way you can do both. And of course, you're the queen of do both. So you understand.
Thanks.
Obviously. I always am like, do both. Hashtag Kelly Sabraki.
It's funny because it literally just happened on my last podcast. She was like, yeah, I just want to talk about like really like how you do both. Oh, wait. That's yeah. I was like, woohoo. I really need to get this trademarks.
You really do. I'm like, I will send you my lawyer because that needs
Please.
To happen ASAP.
Mm-hmm. You heard it here on Misunderstood Puck. I have been trying. Like I asked my researcher, I'm like, how do I get this trademarked? But anyways, so you're talking about doing both while you were serving.
Yes. And so, like I said, a lot of people think because you're a leader, if you're an officer, because, you know, you're enlisted and you're just constantly just bombarded with tasks and trainings and all these things, you have to think about the, I would say, 45% of your day where you're A, on your phone, B, when you're just waiting around, because we all know that the military is saying like, hey, wait for a second or, you know, figure this out or whatever. Like there's always
hurry up and wait.
Hurry up. Yes. I'm like, hate saying that, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
And then also your free time, right? And so the time aspect of just starting a business, it really comes down to how passionate you are about your business. Because if you're passionate about it, as you know, you will make the time. And it's the same thing in like personal relationships or professional relationships. You make time for the things that you love. And so what I see a lot in the military is like you come home, you'll go out drinking with your friends on the weekends, you'll travel, you'll take leave, all these things. But it's like, why don't you go take leave and go to a business conference? Or why don't you go take leave and go find somebody to shadow who's in your area of expertise? It's like you can take the time to invest in yourself. And I think a lot of people think that they don't have the time, but they actually do.
I wholeheartedly agree with you so, so much. I'm in a place in my life, my current job, where I leave at 6 a.m., I get home at 7 p.m., typically, day to day. How has that been transformative? Well, number one, I will take random days off, probably like once a quarter, to do all of the work I want to for my podcast or for modeling or for a photo shoot or like that. Like just taking that Thursday off of leave sets me up for my personal passions, which I appreciate so much. It's not on the Navy's time. Like it's how I want to spend my time off, but also has made me so much more intentional with the way I spend my time. So I commute an hour each way. So when I do all my social content, like it truly like is about finding that balance for the things that you're passionate about.
Exactly. Because if you're feeling so deprived, like every time you're going into work and you're just like, oh, all I do is work and I don't have any time. It's like, how are you going to show up to be your best self at work? And also how are you going to show up for yourself when you do decide to get out of the military one day? Because that day is coming. Like, I feel like a lot of people think that, oh, it's 20 years from now, or it's, oh, you know, I don't need to worry about it right now. But it's like, life is about being prepared. And so you want to start just getting to know yourself. I think that's the first step I would say for anybody looking to get out is get to know yourself at a deeper level. Find out what your strengths are, your weaknesses, what you've been trained to do, how that can correlate into the civilian world. And what's that thing in the back of your head where you're like, I get so excited to talk about this with everybody in my office. Why am I so excited? That means you're passionate about it. It's like, now let's go start doing a little bit of research. How can you make money from that? How can you capitalize on that?
Yeah. This is my life every day. I really do love being an HR officer. And a lot of people are like, you should have been a PAO because I have so much passion for like, you know, photography, social media, sharing a story, et cetera, et cetera.
You're so good at it.
Thank you. Thank you. But I think that's why I dive and dig into all of these outside passions because they really fuel me. And I still like love facing the challenge in the Navy. Like right now, like that still brings me joy. Like I don't always know what I'm doing, which is kind of like at the end of the day, maybe I'm a psycho, but that's why I like it because when I get done with it, I'm like, holy cow, like I didn't know anything about that job or that billet. And now I'm like kicking butt at it and I'm so proud of myself. So that journey is still, that's why I have like do both because I still am really loving to explore that while I'm in the military. I still love, you know, my sailors, but I do find often, I'll give you an example, like I'm not doing what I'm extremely passionate about in the Navy. My day-to-day job, that is, you know, I don't wake up and I'm like, oh my God, like I cannot wait to go to work. Like, it's still, I struggle with that because it is hard. But what do? This weekend, for example, I set up a women empowerment dinner. I set up a photo shoot. I set up a yoga class. I'm getting my hair and my makeup done for my photo shoot. Now I like am living for next weekend when I have all these things that I'm passionate about, like lined up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like what outfit am I going to wear for my photo shoot? Like those are the things I know I could be doing full time, but they're kind of like getting me to that in between. Did you feel that way when you were in the Air Force?
Absolutely. It's what fills your cup. Everyone says it, even in relationships. And I always kind of tie it back because I feel like a lot of people dive and they lose their identity sometimes in the military, or they lose their identity. Like a lot of women realize that they lose their identity in personal relationships. It correlates a lot. And so what you have to do in order to make those relationships thrive, whether that's in the military, whether that's in a personal relationship, is to learn how to fill your cup independently. Mm. And so when I was cheering, yes, like when I had practiced every Saturday with this group of girls that were just so different from like the group of people that I worked with in the military, and I got to get all glammed up and I got to be on the football field. I got to do what I was doing since I was a little girl. It's just like, I get to dance and I'm like, this is filling my cup. So when I go back to work for the week, I'm ready to go. So it's just all about finding that time to excite yourself and rejuvenate yourself.
Are you a therapist? Because I feel like I'm in therapy. Like everything is making sense about me now. Like this is what my entire platform is, because like when I was at the Naval Academy, I quit running because that was something I could control. You can choose what sport you do. So you have to do a sport at the Naval Academy or at any service academy. So I was like, why am I running? I don't like it anymore. It doesn't bring me joy. This is something I can control. Quit. Joined the dance team. And the dance team was like, I got to wear my hair down. I got to wear a full face makeup. I got to perform. I got to listen to music. I got to dance. Like yes. The 2 hours a day, I completely dissociated. Like you said, filled my cup, boom, ready for study period, ready for that physics test. And I started learning at a very young age / early on in my career that you have to have that because like you said, the Navy, you're right. Like the Navy and I, we're like in a relationship. That's basically what this is. I have a love-hate relationship. It's not toxic. I don't have a toxic relationship with the Navy. I do really, really like it. And I love what the Navy's done for me. And like, I know that I'm providing to the Navy as well.
Of course.
But there are some things the Navy is not quite appreciative of yet. And that's, you know, the Navy's not going to be like, Kelly, today we're doing a branding shoot for Instagram. Like, you know, like, Kelly, we want you to be a podcaster for the Navy. Like, there, that's not, I'm living in a reality world. So you're right. I have to do those things and fill my cup. When did you know, though, that you wanted to take those passions into a business? Because I'm sure that when you started this journey, maybe was it like a hobby, or were you like, no, this is a business. Like, I have something here.
Kel, it's so interesting to me, like, bringing myself back into that space, because I literally just got out in June of last year. So almost a year now, I guess, pretty much.
Almost a year. Oh my God. Crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's time, especially when you're running a business. Time is like, all right, quarter one, quarter two, quarter three. You're like, all right, now it's the end of the year. What are we planning for Christmas? You know, what are we doing these things? But I just remember waking up and having the idea. And I think I sat with it for like a month, because I'm literally wearing a bodysuit right now. It's not mine, but I'm like always in a bodysuit because it's just comfortable. Throw it on, put some sweats on with it right after work. It was my go-to outfit. And when I had the idea, I was like, I didn't know if I wanted to renew my contract with the military or to get out. I had just met my boyfriend. He was from California. And of course, like a lot of women in the military, when that personal life starts to come into it, it's like, do I want to leave? Is he going to come follow me? Like, he had a job in Northern California. It's like, okay, I could be stationed overseas. You know, you start thinking about those things. And so we started getting really serious. And he was just like, well, we can make it work. And I was like, all right, well, he's open. And I think that's the beauty about having a healthy relationship. Just like you were talking about with like the military, you have this healthy relationship where you can go when you want to and you can stay when you want to. It's just like that controlling part of it isn't there anymore. And I think that's what I want to share with women. It's like, you'd never want to stay in a situation where you feel like you have to be there, right? It's like, then you feel just in this state of like survival mode, or just kind of like, oh, like I have to be here, or there's nothing better for me out there. And that's when you limit yourself. And so I was really thankful for my boyfriend, because he's just like, you can stay or you can get out. And so it opened my mind to the possibility of developing something on the outside. And I feel like if more people had this conversation of stay, if you would like, if it makes sense for you, stay. But can we just start like feeling this out, if what that would look like? It doesn't mean you have to take action, but it's just, what would that look like if we did? And so just starting to kind of build this ideal situation, I was like, oh my gosh, if I got out, I could travel the world. I could speak at different places. I could wear whatever I want all the time. I mean, those are like my frivolous types of things, but other things where it's like,
it means something though. Like when you are like you and I think about the same things. I'm like, a form of expression for me is fashion and femininity. And I literally am like dressed to the nines right now. I wrote a final paper. Like, literally, I'm a freak. And most people wear sweatpants for that. But I think about, I'm like, oh my God, what would it be like if my everyday job, like I was allowed to wear civilian clothes? That's a form of expression.
Or what you wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. And it was something also I will share. It got to a point where it was kind of an inflection point. Before I was at Beale Air Force Base, which is in Northern California, that was my last duty station. I was in Atlanta as a recruiter, and I was out in the public like you were doing. I was out in the public. I was able to talk to so many people. It was just like I was in my element. I was loving talking to kids, being just like that positive light and that person who's like, oh my gosh, I've never met an Air Force officer before. And they're like, or I've never met a female officer before, like those things. And when I got to Beale, they put me behind a desk.
Mm.
And I was like,
don't put baby in a corner.
Yeah, I was like, no. I was like, I do not put myself in the gym every day to be behind a desk. I was like, absolutely not. So I felt my mental state coming home every day, just kind of like getting a little low. And that's when I was like, Haley, you have to find out if this is something that is going to be able to, and can I combat this with filling my cup outside of work, or is this something bigger? Mm-hmm. And when the opportunity for Torch came and I had the idea and I put it out there on TikTok, and it was just received so well all over the world, I was just like, I have something here.
What do you mean you put it on TikTok?
Girl, I put the idea on TikTok. I literally...
I'm not really on TikTok, so I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Well, it started with basically me going on my TikTok and I was like, hey guys, has anyone ever thought about wearing a bodysuit and uniform? And literally it went viral. Yes. And it was like women from the German Army, the Australian Navy, Canadian Air Force, French Army, like all these girls are like, yes, 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 make this color for me, make this color for me. And so that's when I started with, I wanted to do one color for the Air Force. And then it was like, oh crap, now I need to do seven for every branch of the military and for girls outside of the US too.
Military, yeah.
Yeah. So that's where it came. And I just felt this.
Oh my God.
I felt the feeling. As you know too, like, and as everyone else will know, and anyone listening to this, you'll know it's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
I wholeheartedly believe this because I'm a God girl, so I pray about this stuff. I just kind of get this weird sense of peace with these big decisions. And it was the same when I had for my ship selection, like you have to pick a duty station. And my boyfriend was like, go to Virginia because he was a Marine and it was easier. Mm-hmm. My parents were like, go to Virginia, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to go to California. And I woke up one day and it was like, train hit me in the face. Boom, you're going to San Diego. And I just had this clarity, right? Every hard job I've had in the Navy, currently serving as a flag aide to an admiral, when the position came out, didn't know what to do. And it was, you know, that deliberation, same thing. Woke up one day and I was like, I have to do this. Like this, if I don't do this, I will probably regret this for the rest of my life. And that's kind of what journey I'm on with my passions. And like while serving in the military, I keep reflecting and praying. And like you said, I want to be in it because I want to, not because I have to. Mm-hmm. And I do think I'm going to come to a fork in the road a lot sooner than I think, where I'm going to have to decide. It's going to start being too complicated legally to do both. Even right now, like doing everything I'm doing, it's like blowing the Navy's mind. Like people just cannot comprehend being a naval officer with a really successful platform and podcast. Like they just don't get it, and they can't possibly understand it.
Right. It's and new.
So I feel like
it's so new.
It's too different. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm not doing anything wrong, literally not doing anything wrong, not doing anything illegal, like not crossing any ethical boundaries. It's becoming difficult, and I think it only continued to be harder. So I pray for that peace as well. Like I always say, my boss said this and I stole it from her. I'm on lease with the Navy. You know, you have to renew your lease, right? Just like anything else. Like I'm on lease with the Navy every year because I love it. This is our lives. It's our journey. It's our passions. Like what is going to bring you the most joy? But it's so hard, you know, because it's scary.
Cal, honestly, like I hear everything you're saying and it's spot on. And I think the best advice I can give you is...
Please give it to me.
What would future Kelly want? So not what would your husband want? What would your friends want? What would the Navy think? What would your parents want? It's if you could put yourself in 20 years from now, Kelly, what would she be like? Hell yeah, Kel, I'm so proud you did that.
Yeah.
You have to put yourself in that. What decision is going to make your future self proud?
I don't know. That's why I keep, literally, I don't know. Like I battle this line of, you know, if I got out and I worked in marketing and social media, I know I would flourish and do well in civilian companies.
I mean, really think about your work ethic. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in the training that the Navy has given you. Like like I said in the beginning, you are an asset to any organization or building your own.
Yeah.
Build your own empire.
Or building your own. Right. But then I think part of, like I said earlier, like I kind of keep surprising myself that I do well in the Navy. Like I get these hard jobs and I'm like, yeah. Like, for example, when I first became a flag aide, I'm not kidding, Haley. My mantra every day going into work was just don't get fired. Like that was my goal every day. And for about 6 months, I was like, it didn't get fired. Like things were a crapshoot. I was messing up. Like I was definitely like, I'm not the perfect flag aide, but I was like, I didn't get fired. And now I'm on the other side of it. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing really well. And so it's kind of the same thing, like about to go be XO. I'm like, okay, don't get fired. Like number one rule. And so I just keep surprising myself. And I think that element of surprise is kind of what's keeping me in right now is I'm doing it. and I surprise myself and I'm growing so much from it. And I really still value that a lot. So I don't know. Hopefully I have the Haley moment where I'm like, this is where, you know, I need to be. But
it's different.
Was there a point in time, was it like a year out that you knew like, okay, I'm going to get out and I'm going to start my business? Were you already starting your business while active duty? And like, how did that look?
Absolutely. So the first thing with starting a business, of course, is research. So once I knew the idea was coming, I needed to figure out the how. I needed to figure out the where. Where am I getting my product? As a fashion-based business, you have to figure out the fabric company, the manufacturer. You have to figure out how you're going to distribute it, what your packaging is going to look like. And so the first thing I did is, and I know it was the best decision I ever made, was hiring a business coach.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know those existed.
Oh my cow. You need to find one.
I did it. They're, novice. Dude, me.
I know. I was too because I was still in and I was like, and I've always thrived on mentorship. You think about the military too. You always have a mentor. If you're on a team, like a dance coach, like there's always somebody there. So you always kind of have this mentor, right? And so I was like, how am I going to launch myself into this new area without knowing what the heck is going on? So I found a business coach and I actually found her through a friend from Penn State. So I was like excited and he was like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And at first I thought I wanted to get into like, it's a long story, but basically a lot of people in the military, as you could probably see, are like personal trainers and stuff like that, right? So I was like, I can get into that. And so I found him. He was a personal trainer. And then he's like, I don't think this is for you. And I was talking to him about my bodysuit idea. And he was like, wait, my girlfriend is a business coach and she has like luxury training, like how to build a luxury brand. And I was like, oh, like I'll talk to her. I've never even heard of this. And so we just kind of hit it off. So that was like what happened. Yes. Like it was like 6 months before I got out. So I had a business coach in these first like 2 to 3 months, we dove into research, what I wanted my branding to be, what I wanted my logo to be, my colors, my audience, where did I want to source my fabric? Like who was my ideal customer? Like fleshed everything out. And then it was about like 2-3 months before I was about to start terminal leave. And we went through a program called Boots to Business. Do you guys have that in the Navy?
We have transition programs like that. Yeah. We call it like TAPS class and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. We have that too. So that's a great class that you actually learn a lot about building a business as an entrepreneur. So I took that and I took like all that, what they were teaching me there, took what I was learning from my business coach. And then by the time my date actually came, I was like, oh, I'm equipped to really launch myself into this. And honestly worked out perfectly.
Wow. That is a golden nugget. I had never even heard. This is why I love connecting with people outside the Navy, because all, like, for example, my whole circle, I've always been stationed as an HR officer in like not fleet concentrated areas.
Sure.
So most of my friends are civilians, to be frank, like none of them are in the military.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that I think has helped me the most. Personally, when I was in Ohio, a lot of my friends were pageant friends, models, influencers, and it was the most basic idea to like be on social media. Like that's when I first started speaking out on social media about the Navy. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, of course you would have a social media if you're a recruiter. Like
right.
I have a social media and I have X brand or Y brand, you know, modeling again, like super natural and normal for that circle. Mm-hmm. And so entrepreneurs, I have so many civilian friends who are entrepreneurs. And like, these are just basics in business. They're like, oh, like, of course you would be doing X, Y, and Z.
Right.
But being in the military, people are like, oh, that's so weird. Branding, so weird. Podcasting, so weird. Creatives, so weird. Yeah, LinkedIn, like, so weird. What do you mean you're packaging? Like, when you're spending money on? Like, that's why I love having these conversations, because I find out so much about what's actually so normal on the outside world.
In the civilian world.
Yes. But in the military, it's like, oh, we don't talk about that. Like, what?
Exactly. No. And it's the same thing, like to bring, even just to kind of bring in the brand, but it's like that beautiful marriage between civilian and military life. Like whether that's going on LinkedIn, whether that's developing your personal brand. But like what I tried to do with Torch was like, you can have fashion and you can wear your uniform. So it's like these beautiful baby blends of like both that make mm-hmm. everyone like, oh my gosh, this is so unique. And I think that's the beauty with what military women specifically can bring to the outside world, because we have this totally different perspective and we can just mash it into something so different like you.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. I will say like that's exactly what makes people in the military uncomfortable. And I'm very aware that I make people in the military uncomfortable. It's too different. And that's fine. I am here on planet Earth to be Kelly Hall Sabraki. I was built this way. I have these passions. I have this heart for a reason. Like, I don't have your personality. You don't have my personality. And I've accepted that at this point. Like, I'm totally okay with being that black sheep that's totally different. Mm-hmm. How did you navigate that? Because purely, did your command know that you were pursuing this business? Did your peers know that you were trying to build this business? Did you have criticism? Like, what was that like?
I absolutely did. Yes. When you're starting a business, you have to relay that information to your leadership. That's just best practice. So anyone who wants to do that, be extremely open and clear with what you're doing. I think me going in and me developing something as an officer kind of added another layer because, and especially because it was for military women, people felt like it could have blurred some lines because you're not technically allowed to pitch and promote a brand as an officer. Like, you can't be like, Lieutenant McLean Hill is doing that. It was more, not Navy Lieutenant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Air Force Lieutenant. I can't endorse a product, but Haley can discuss a, you know, the rules. So there was a couple times when, because my Instagram was blended, as you know, I never, you have to have like non-DOD endorse and stuff like that. But because it was blended and I was talking about building my product, I did get called into legal a couple times to be like, you are very close to this line. You need to make sure it's extremely clear. So I did have a couple talkings too. I had a couple, my one leadership was when I was about to get out, she was just like, it seems like you're more interested in developing this brand than you are your career. And I was like, or career in the Air Force. And I was just like, well, you know, that was one of the moments I was like, yeah, I am getting out and I am going to be pursuing this full time. So I will say that was something that I would love to share with everyone when you know you're kind of checking out because that kind of, it did happen to me. And I felt myself just like checking out and being so invested in my business. And I knew I was getting out and you'd never want to leave. You never want to burn a bridge, right? You never want to burn a bridge with the military. And so that's something I really want to share with your audience. Like, don't burn the bridge. And of course it was like, I probably burned a couple bridges, I'm not going to lie. And I'm like, I still reach out to them now. And I'm like, I'm sorry about that. And they see what I'm doing. And they're like, okay, we get it. But it's very important to learn how to communicate where your head is at. And if you have leadership that understands and just kind of just start having like one-on-one meetings with them and discussing what you're trying to do and like your intent and all these things, because I kind of started to shut down. And I think that it rubbed people the wrong way a little bit.
Yeah. I want to backtrack one thing. For those who are not aware, maybe not in the military, we have specific DOD guidance and specific DOD social media guidance about what we can and cannot do in uniform or like on our pages. So for people like Haley and I, we have personal social media platforms. However, we obviously, if you go to our page, could tell we were serving. So like you, like when you were active, for example. Mm-hmm. So with that, like you cannot go. You cannot be in uniform and endorse a product. I cannot go in uniform and say, I drink Smart Water. And, you know, I really can't go without Smart Water every day while I'm at work. That clearly is like endorsing a product while in uniform. Mm-hmm. But what happens is, even if we're posting not in uniform, there's that association. People know Kelly Sabraki is in the Navy. So what has happened is, like, as my following has grown, I have to like clearly annotate, even when I'm in civilian clothes, like, this is the personal opinion of Kelly Sabraki, who's saying I like Smart Water, and it's not the view of the Navy. And it's exhausting because people are looking like a microscope to ensure that you are following this guidance and not blurring ethical boundaries. But it really starts to burn you out over time because you're like, okay, people, like, I get it. I know the guidance. I know the rules. I'm not breaking the law. But again, it's so like unheard of. There's not like black and white social media guidance. So it just gets to be difficult while pursuing those passions.
Yeah. We know our intention. Like, we're not out here trying to, it's just this really interesting balance where you're just like, I'm not out here trying to make the Navy look bad. I'm not trying to break any rules. I'm just trying to explore this side of me that it was definitely a time frame where I had to be extremely resilient because it was so, what I was doing, it was so new. No one's, again, like what you're trying to do too. It's just this new territory and you have to be resilient. You have to still be willing to take those risks. I will say, like, because if I didn't go out and do it and just try to go for something, like, I hate to say it, but it's like, you know, ask for permission, like, you know, be careful, but still be bold enough and listen to the rules, but be bold enough to go right up to that line if that's something you're passionate about, I feel like.
Oh my gosh. You know what? So now I kind of laugh at my audacity and my fearlessness when I was younger. And by younger, I mean like 4 years ago. I wasn't like a kid.
Yeah.
So for example, like when I started doing pageants, fearless, I was like, wait, why can't I do this? Like, why can't I do a pageant, you know? And so 24-year-old Kelly was like, I just don't understand. So when criticism came my way, I was just like, I don't get why this is a big deal. Just not really understanding like the larger impact later on, like how many people were looking at me. And, you know, I was just like living in my own little Kelly world. And I was like, I'm gonna do a pageant.
Right.
But I got it vetted through my PAO and I got it vetted through my CO and I had chain of command endorsement. And that's all that mattered. Right. Mm-hmm. So fast forward, same thing when I did Sports Illustrated search back in 2020. Mm-hmm. I called my PAO and I said, hey, I think I want to submit a video for the Sports Illustrated search and you have to post it on social media. I'd already done Miss California by this point. Mm-hmm. Again, my platform being closely associated with the Navy, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, in my Sports Illustrated submission video, I have a clip of me in uniform. You know, again, want to disclose that.
Sure.
He was like, be really careful about what you're saying, you're in your pitch or whatever. These are the views of Kelly, you know, like what your journey is as Kelly and how it would amplify women's empowerment, but like don't speak on behalf of the Navy, kind of all those basic things. And I was like, yep, you got it.
Right.
So I very like calculated my little pitch for Sports Illustrated and like posted it to social media. Mm-hmm. Well, what I didn't know, like 3 days later, of course, this like Sports Illustrated search video like went viral my little like 8,000 followers at the time. And I got forwarded like a chain email a couple of days later. My video had been, of course, sent to the Pentagon, which had been sent to Navy recruiting, which had been sent to my commanding officer. And like this entire thing, they like dissected my whole Sports Illustrated submission video. And they're like, well, she's in uniform. And they're like, but she's speaking from personal experience. She doesn't say any blanket statements about the Navy. Like it's literally this back and forth. And the bottom line was the JAG was like, video approved, does not endorse any, you know, is speaking from personal experience only.
Right.
And so like got the green light. And so my CO basically circled back around to me and was like, good luck. Like that was like all he said. And when I talked to my CO, I was like, sir, like, I'm so sorry for the back and forth. And, you know, I was such a junior lieutenant at the time. And he was like, and I was like, but I did call the PAO beforehand. And like, he was like, great. Like, thank you so much for using your resources. Like, I really appreciate it. That's all I can ask for. Like, you wouldn't have known that this would have been sent to Chinfo. You don't need Chinfo's approval to do this. Right. You know what I mean? And so I was like, okay. So anyways, on that note, like, I look back at like my fearlessness. And even now I try to tap into younger Kelly because I get consistently scrutinized for doing what we do, doing something that's never been done before. Mm-hmm. But even so, Haley, like when I get sat down and challenged for it, sometimes I want to throw in the towel and get, you know, like you were talking about, like check out and just be like, this is getting too difficult. But then I think I always circle back to like, if I don't do it, who is going to? Why is this so frowned upon? Like, if I'm not making money from it and I'm following the guidelines, what is wrong? Is it just because it's making people uncomfortable? And I was like, and if it is making people uncomfortable, that's exactly why I should probably keep doing it. Because there's a lot of women out there who, like you, relate to this message and are trying to figure out how to do both.
Right.
But the military isn't giving them the tools to figure out how, so then they get out. Is easier than dealing with the barriers the military is putting in front of you.
Right.
So I was like, I'm still here trying to figure out how to eliminate those barriers and move forward.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's keeping me here.
Well, absolutely. And with any great thing I have to share too, like there's always going to be backlash. You think of any great company, any big celebrity, there's always going to be the good and bad side of things. So it's like, you must be doing something right if you're getting all this attention.
Yeah, for getting like all the criticism. And I circle back to like celebrities too. I'm like, there's no way these celebrities are as tough as we are. Like, we are women in the military, for God's sake. Like, really? Like, we have been basically trained. Like, what? And yet these celebrities go out there and they get a ton of backlash and they show up every single day. I get they're making a lot more than we are, but like, they still show up and they keep doing what they're doing and they get through it. So I'm like, I know I'm more mentally tough than X celebrity. And yet, so I can do this. Like, I can keep pushing forward. You know, I can handle the criticism.
You can learn. You can learn from these experiences and get so much better and just how you navigate the world. It's a learning experience.
What have been your biggest takeaways? What have you learned from the last year diving in full time into Torch Warrior Wear?
The biggest thing I've learned is to become the most authentic Haley that I possibly could be. I feel like now that I'm out of the military, I can like wear my hair the way that I want to. I can dress the way that I want to. I can speak more, you know, just like 100% Haley. And I continue to read these books just about like developing the, because as a business owner, like you and your peace with yourself is so important, because that is, it correlates exactly to what people see in your brand. Mm. So you think about, what I've learned is just really, it's like, how can I be the best version of Haley so that I can give that peace and love and like confidence to the women who wear my items? It's kind of like this whole mental mindset thing where it's just like, okay, Haley, keep working on yourself, learning how to deep breathe in moments, learning how to speak in difficult situations, knowing how to put yourself out there in a way that shows you in the best light. And it's just, it always goes back to authenticity. Every single time. And I'm just like, okay, I get it. I'm like, just keep being Haley. Stop trying to be anybody else. Like, even for this podcast, right? It's like, sometimes I feel like people will get nervous. Like, oh, they prep, or like, oh, don't ask me this question. Or don't, you know, let's whatever. And it's just like, I love showing people just this raw side. It's like, I'm Haley. I'm not perfect. I've gone through things. I've overcame them. I've also worked on becoming just a better version of myself. And so I just encourage everyone to be more authentic. That's it.
Yes. Anytime, my superpower is my authenticity, 100%. Truly, anytime I've strayed away from that and tried to change anything about me, I'm not satisfied and I'm not happy. And even more recently, you know, just like you said, when I do speaking engagements, I don't get nervous because I'm like, just Kelly, you know what you're doing. Like, even when I went to the Super Bowl to shoot content for the Navy, I was like, that was amazing. I was like, oh my God, like what? Like, this is, I could put so much pressure on myself right now. And then, you know, my husband, my friends were like, Kelly, you know what you're doing. Just do Kelly. And I was like, you're right. Like, I just need to do myself. And that's exactly what I did. And I wasn't trying to be anyone else. But more recently, I had a speaking engagement where I listened to the speakers ahead of me. Mm. And they were these like super experienced, long 25-year careers in the military. Mm-hmm. And it was super intimidating.
Okay.
And so when I went into my speaking engagement, I found myself trying to like almost sound like, you know, use the words they were using or sound impressive, like some of the things they have achieved. I've been in the Navy for 9 years. Like, I haven't touched the things that they have.
Still amazing.
And I walked away so dissatisfied because I was like, wait a second, why did I feel the need to change anything about what I had to say? Because speaking authentically as myself has always worked. My experience is valuable too. And that was a tough thing for me to walk away from because it was a huge speaking opportunity. But I was like, moving forward, like, don't, like, you had to once again, like, have that check of reality. Like, you are enough. What you're doing is plenty good. Do not try to be like anyone else or sound like anyone else or train yourself to act like anyone else. Like, it is enough. And sometimes we have to fall on our face and get back up and be like, yeah, not being Haley, not being Kelly, like, sucked. I'm not doing that again. not again.
Yeah. And believe in your story and believe in just what you can bring to the table. I I'm literally going to Penn State. I'm going back for, they're doing like an entrepreneurship conference. I'm going, I'm meeting Wednesday. I'm really excited. And they have me do, it's going to be like my first like TED Talk style
thing. Oh my God. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
That's huge.
Very excited. Yes, I'm excited. And I just keep telling myself, I'm like, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to have fun and I'm going to be Haley. I mean, they are bringing in CEOs that are like running all these multi-bajillion companies, you know, and I'm just going to be there like probably the youngest one, like, hey, you know, like just starting out. Like, and I'm going to bring that fun though. I'm going to show these college kids like this can be fun and you can do it. And this is where I'm at my stage and this is where you can be mm-hmm. 2 years from now if you want it to be. And like, and so I'll share. I'm really excited. I'm going to make like my TED Talk like a dance class.
Oh my God.
And I'm really excited about it. I'm going to like make everyone stand up and we're going to learn an 8 count.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
I'm going to walk them through the process of how building a business is like a dance class.
Aww.
It's you come in, you warm up, you got to get your research, you got to figure out what you're doing, you got to warm the body up, then you practice, you got to keep practicing, and then you perform and you have to get out there. Even if you're not 100% ready, you have to perform, you got to go for it. I'm like, dude, this is money right here. I'm like, I need to trademark this.
Yes.
It's my personal experience. So I'm really excited. I think they're going to have fun.
First of all, I'm so excited for you and so proud and I love watching your journey. And I feel like we're the reason why we cheer each other on so much. Never have met in person another virtual bestie, but one thing I'm learning that's working for me, which I feel like is similar to you, is putting the blinders on. Like, you're not looking to your left at what he or she is doing. You're not looking to your right at what the people ahead of you are doing. Like, just valuing where you are right now and that your experiences are valid too. Mm-hmm. If anything, it's more relatable. It's a journey that someone, they need to hear what you've gone through. Like, you never know who you're going to touch by speaking out and using your personal voice. Like, people need to hear what Haley has to say. And so just like keep the blinders on and stop looking around or listening to the noise, because that's not what's going to get you far. It's going to be you and your heart and your purpose that's going to propel you forward.
Exactly. That times two.
Well, as a final note, before we get to some Q&A, what would you think is like your final, I mean, you've given a lot of advice, but your final like quick TED Talk speech to the person out there listening who's like, hey, I have this passion. I might want to turn it into a business. I'm scared. Go.
Girl, do not be scared. What are you scared of?
What are you scared of?
What are you scared of? Life is too short to not tackle your biggest dreams. I think the biggest thing you never want to do 50 years from now or 20 years from now is look back and regret. Go for it. You have all the time in the world. This is when you're in your 20s, you're young. Like, let's have some fun. Let's go after it. If you fail, you learned a lesson. If you succeed, incredible. And along the way, you're going to meet amazing people. The best thing about building a business is you meet the most incredible, incredible people, and you just develop so much as a woman and as a person. So go for it. Let's just see what happens. And I think the only thing I would say is just find a business mentor, find a business coach to lead you on the path of least resistance so you can really tackle those big dreams and goals.
What are the recommended resources for business mentors? Like, how would you go about finding a coach?
Absolutely. So I am a fashion business coach. So if you are interested, yes. So after building Torch, I realized that so many women were reaching out to me, kind of like what they do with you. And I was like, I would love to help other women build brands. So I help many girls, whether that's virtual or in person, and we just build brands together. It's been amazing. So you can find me, or best thing to do is just go online and be like hashtag business coach, or hashtag, like if you're building something in specific, like a software, or if you're building mm-hmm. something specific, just Google it. And there's so many business coaches out there. So.
Okay. Love it. I honestly did not know that. And I feel so inspired now. I'm like, oh my God. If I sat down with a business coach though, I already know like my time in the Navy would come to a fast close and be like, you Kelly, you could be doing this, you could be doing that, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, no. It's that meme, you know, where he's like looking over his shoulder and there's like a girl walking by. It'd be like, yeah, here are all these opportunities. I'm like, dang it. That's so, so funny. But great advice. So thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for being here. So proud of you. I'm cheering you on. And I am excited to watch things continue to happen for you, because I know they will.
Thank you, Kel. You too. I'm pumped. I'm like, I can't wait to see what Kelly Sobrocki does after the Navy. Everyone is waiting. Everyone is excited to see.
Everyone's waiting. We'll see. Whenever that happens, either it's going to be in 20 years or it's going to be in two. We'll see. We'll see when the day comes. But hey, I have Haley as my business coach. So, it's going to be cool.
If you want to start a fashion line, you're welcome. Okay. You're welcome, Kel.
Okay, we're gonna jump into some Q&A. Always a fan favorite. So we're trying to make it rapid fire, but you know, I always have those follow-up questions. So, okay, first, as a business owner, what are your like top three favorite resources or things that you must have?
First of all, specifically to veterans, there's a company called Bunker Labs. They give you a million resources, whether that's WeWork spaces, that's Amazon credits, that's a community of other business-minded people. Bunker Labs is incredible.
Bunker Labs. Wow. Okay.
Bunker Labs. It's amazing. They have them regionally. So they have one in Chicago, LA, New York, everywhere. Number two, I would say reading books is just the biggest thing. My favorite book right now is Edge by Laura Huang. Hmm. And it's all about taking your disadvantages and flipping them on their head and turning them into something that brings you advantages. So in your life, it's a really cool book.
Love.
And then I would say a business mentor, hire a business mentor. It's very important.
Okay. Yeah. Words to live by. Now I know. Okay. What, are you a coffee or a tea drinker?
Tea all the way.
Really?
No coffee.
You being Miss CEO, I would have assumed you're being fueled. Like, I'm fueled by caffeine. That's how I'm making dreams come alive over here. So wait, what kind of tea?
I am so basic. I'm literally like a hot water and like squeeze a lemon in there and then I'm good. I've never drank coffee in my life.
Wow. That's wild. I can't imagine. I just can't even imagine a life without it. So what's your Starbucks order?
Maybe I'll do like a hibiscus tea or something, but that's about it.
Okay.
Or maybe a chamomile.
Okay. Wow. Mind blown.
I don't even do Starbucks like that.
I know. I figure if you're not a coffee drinker, there's not many people that go to it, you know. I mean, they have teas, but yeah.
Yeah. I love the little coffee roll cakes, though. Those are really good. Ooh, I have a little sweet tooth to those.
Yes. So as a business owner, how are you making time for fitness? And then what are you doing for fitness?
So I have a gym membership and I'm living in Long Beach right now. So I go to a local gym and I carve out about an hour a day. I have a personal trainer so when I go in, it's focused. I have a plan and then I get right back to work.
Okay. Yeah. Love that.
I do like HIIT. It's usually HIIT and lifting weights. I'm trying to really build muscle right now.
Yeah. I'm trying to tone too. So with that, what are your go-to snacks?
I'm a fruit girl. It's interesting. Okay. I am like grapes, red grapes all the way, and pineapple. Like, I'm pretty basic with snacks.
No, those are good ones. Those are good, healthy options. I've been really into mangoes for some reason. I don't know why.
Ooh, I hate mangoes.
Really? I just, like, can't have enough mango right now.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird. I'm not pregnant, guys. I just literally can't. I keep like,
I wasn't
trying
gonna
to have,
say it.
I'm like, why am I so addicted to mangoes? But I'm not. I'm just going through a phase. Okay. Podcasts you, besides Misunderstood, that you love listening to?
Money with Katie. Ooh. That's my top one right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It talks about investing, how to travel for free, how to build a healthy budget for yourself. I'm all about like wealth and building wealth right now.
Whoa. Building wealth. Mm-hmm. On Apple or on like iTunes?
It's on Spotify.
Okay.
Money with Katie. And she's on Instagram also. She writes for The Morning Brew. I don't know if you guys have heard of that newsletter. But Money with Katie, it's incredible.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I just started following it. Got it. Money with Katie. And then lastly, who are you following these days that you're obsessed with?
Oh my gosh.
Besides me. No, I'm kidding.
I know. Oh my goodness. I would say I follow a lot of like random business pages, just like business inspiration. Like I don't even know their names, but I do love Kana Walker. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she's the founder of House of CB. Have you heard of House of CB?
No. Oh, where have I been living? Brand. Wait, what is it? Who is she? Adding her down to.
Yeah, Conna Walker, Conna Walker. She's in her early 30s or late 20s, something like that. And she developed this brand called House of CB. It's amazing. And she's just a dope, UK founder. She's really inspiring. I love her fashion. Oh, man.
It's hard Instagram. When you actually, it's like time. You say it's Conna, K-O-N-N-A?
C-O-N-N-A.
Oh, I'm failing. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to lie. All my time on Instagram is developing Torch on Instagram, whether that's following people, interacting with people, creating content. I'm in this space now where I'm just a content creator and I don't really digest that much information.
You know what's funny about that is same. I spend all my time basically making content or responding to followers or responding to DMs. That's a lot of time when I'm doing on social media. And then I just scroll aimlessly. I'm just scrolling. And when I'm scrolling, I'm really just looking for ideas for my own content.
Yes.
And I recently was wait a second. I'm following all these people whose captions I never read. And I was wait a second. First of all, I should read their captions because I know how much work that entails. But second, I should also just stop spending so much time on my own captions because I'm an indicative of the audience that's not reading the captions.
Right.
I know exactly. Stop trying. You know what I mean? Most people aren't reading the captions. So
right. I read your captions because I know it's a lot of value, but it is a back and forth. Oh. Sometimes I'll do a long one. Sometimes I'll do a short one. Cause it's just all right. I know people got things to do, but when you find that one person, you're like, oh, her captions always be hitting. It's I'll read them.
Oh, you're going to make me keep. Okay. Here I go. I'm going to keep marching toward the captions because I met a sweet, sweet follower at the Army-Navy game. Ugh. And she approached me and she was like, I just want to let you know, I love your podcast and I love your captions. And I was like, those are the things that take the most work, right? Someone says they love my podcast, I'm like, oh my God, a bestie for life. Another level of intimacy for following. So I always appreciate that.
Well, yeah, you're you're probably on her way. She listened to you on her way to work or on her way back from work. It's the best. Or working out. I love podcasts when you're working out. It's the best. Instead of music.
I've never done that actually. I always just do it when I'm on walks. So, okay. Another good test. Mm-hmm. Oh my word. Haley, I could just chat with you forever and ever and I want to, so we need to chat more, but thank you. How can everyone find you?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, you can find all me and my business things on my Instagram at @IAM_HaleyMarie, HaleyMarie. You guys can find me there.
And I'll link it.
Yes. Awesome. And I'm coming to Chicago soon. We're going to hang out. We're going to do a bean trip. We're going to do the bean.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Got to do the bean.
And the deep dish.
Got to do the deep dish. That was going to be the next thing. Yes.
Yeah, and shopping.
Okay. Once you do the bean and the deep dish, I have a ton of recommendations for you. Everyone's got to do the two staples, and then I'll dig into the Kelly Rex because I got a lot of them.
So, yes. I've been there a couple times because of the Big Ten basketball tournaments. There a lot. I don't know if you saw that. The Big Ten symbol in Chicago at all. Did you see that? Oh, okay. Yeah. It's always there, but.
Okay. Well, it's a date. Thank you. Thanks for being a social media bestie and cheering me on, but also cheering on so many other women. We need more women like you. Thank you, Haley.
Thank you, Kel. You're the best. Keep doing amazing things. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Misunderstood Podcast. I love hearing from you guys, and I want you to take a screenshot of this episode, tag @misunderstood.podcast on Instagram, and share a takeaway from today's episode. Something you loved, something you wanted more of, whatever it is, it helps me learn what you guys want to hear. Please consider leaving a review on iTunes or Spotify. I want to give a special shout out to my friends at Hatch for producing this episode. If you're looking to launch a podcast, or if you already have one, you can get unlimited podcast editing by visiting usehatch.fm. That's usehatch.fm. Thanks so much, guys. Until next week, this is your Misunderstood Kelly Hall. The views and opinions presented here in this episode are those of myself and do not necessarily represent the views of the DoD or its components. Appearance of or reference to any commercial products or services does not constitute DoD endorsement and those products or services. The appearance of external hyperlinks does not constitute DoD endorsement of the linked websites or of the information, products, or services therein.